Well, kids, you can be released for the next 10 minutes. We're gonna talk a little bit about Palm Sunday. So happy Palm Sunday to you this morning. They did an amazing job of telling the Easter story. So you're gonna hear just a little bit of that information again. So as we know, this is the week. This is the week. This Sunday is the first day of this week. The first day of what we call Holy Week. And if you think about it, if you know the story of Jesus, it talks about Palm Sunday and what did they do. And I'm going to read in Matthew 21, if you want to turn in your Bibles, 21. And we're going to read verse 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed on the cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread the cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred. This was like a big parade. And they took palm trees and they said, "Hosanna, Hosanna." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from the Nazareth in Galilee." So if we think about this week is a very important week, isn't it? But we're going to be here today on Palm Sunday, and we'll be here next Sunday, celebration to celebration, right? But what's going to happen in between? So this week starts with a celebration, and it's going to end with a celebration. But in the middle, there's going to be a whole lot of hell that is going to happen. And, you know, if we're going to walk with Jesus, that's kind of how it is sometimes, isn't it? It begins as a celebration, our salvation, and it ends as a salvation. But what about in the middle? And if we're going to walk with Christ, we're going to walk through some hell together. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's the truth. And as we ponder on this very important week, and as we think about each day what Jesus went through, I want it to be a symbol of what Christ wants us to do, because he's always being an example for us. You know, as in this scripture that we just read, if we would go back to Zechariah 500 years before, 500 years before this day, Palm Sunday, when Jesus told his disciples, "Go get a donkey so I can ride on it." It was prophesied down to the detail that he would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. It had been prophesied 500 years before to that detail. Now, how faith arising is that? To hear that it had been prophesied, and then we read it in Matthew, exactly what had been prophesied in Zechariah 9, and it happened that day, Palm Sunday. So if we think about the purpose of that day, the purpose of Palm Sunday, sometimes we think about what was it? It was this big celebration. It was introducing Jesus. But the purpose of that day had been prophesied back in Zechariah. And you know, the day that you walk in, the days that you walk, it's been prophesied. It is, things have been prophesied to you. Your life, your struggles, your triumphs, they have been prophesied down to details. That's how much God loves us. That's how much God loves us, that he has spoke it. And that then when the day comes, it's like, wow. And so I really feel like Jesus in this day, he went through this because he wanted to be a part of what God had for him. He had prophesied it, and he said, you know what? I'm going to do this. God has this for me, and I'm going to walk this out. A lot of people gathered that day in Jerusalem to watch the parade. I'm sure some came to get healed. Hey, there's this going to be this guy walking through the parade, and I've heard that he heals. I think maybe some would have thought that maybe there would be a miracle that happened. Maybe some came to scoff and to be doubters. But why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus go? Because he wanted to be a part. And I think there was probably people in that crowd that also believed and wanted to be a part of what God had prophesied. And that's what I really want for us this morning, that we would grab, that in between the celebration and the celebration, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, and that we just come to be a part of what God has prophesied for your life and for this place, and that he has planted you. Some may have thought that this was a day that Jesus was going to be the warrior. When is he going to be? He's going to be our leader, and he's going to overthrow the Romans, and he is going to overthrow the government today, and he's going to be the warrior we've been waiting for. But Jesus came to be part of what God was doing. And I just want you to think about when Jesus is walking through the crowd and they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And do you know what Hosanna means? It means save me now, Savior. And so they're saying, save me now, save me, Savior. That's what they're saying as they're bowing down to him with the branches. And I bet you he just loved it. Because he was being recognized as the Son of God. He loved it. And I kind of can imagine God, his Father, speaking in his ear. Do you hear him? Do you remember heaven, son? Just one more week and we'll be together. Just one more week. Just one more week. And you know, there's a lot of ways that God can deliver you. And God could have delivered Jesus that day. And he could have just let him be celebrated. But what happened in the week? And most of the time, God does not deliver us from. He delivers you through. And that's, Jesus had to go through this week. And this week, I want us to go through this week and ponder at what Jesus, what God is doing. If you think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three guys in the fire, were they delivered from? No, they were delivered in the fire. Literally in the fire they were delivered. And that's what God does. And the psalmist, David, he writes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so in this process that God has us in, started with Jesus. He had to walk through it. He had to sweat blood. And I want you to think about our lives. So many things start out as a celebration, right? And end as a celebration. If you think of even our life, people celebrate when you're born, right? And then think about all the things that happen in your life. And then people usually celebrate when you die, right? If you think about when someone becomes pregnant, it's a big celebration, yay! And then there's 9 months of a lot. And then there's a big celebration at the end, right? If you think about training, it's celebrated. Oh, she's going to college. And then you go to college. And then you get celebrated at the end, right? So I want us to think about that. There's a celebration of salvation that Jesus, when we said, Jesus, we take you into our life. We want to be followers. We want to be disciples of you. And then we take it in. And I don't think sometimes we think that we have to go through that week, the cross, and what Jesus went through. And this morning when they were singing that song, oh, it was just so heavy when they said heaven looked away. And I know that heaven didn't look away because he didn't care. I know God didn't care. didn't not care. He cared. But he looked away because he knew that it had to happen. And he knows what has to happen in your life. He knows that sometimes you have to go through it so that you can celebrate on the other end because you will be changed. And he's not just here to rescue us. He does that. But that's not just what he does. His main goal is that our hearts would be changed in the fire. In the fire. Some of you feel like maybe you're in the middle and you're kind of going through hell right now. Some of you might be saying, you know what, I don't have enough faith to get to that celebration for whatever that may be. I don't have enough faith to finish this, what God called me to do. Or it's just this life is just not what, this God life is just not what I thought it was going to be or what they told me it was going to be. And I want to read something out of John. This is based out of John, and I just want to read it. And I want you to just think about this. And it's about the story. The next day, the great crowd that had gathered heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." The crowd praised him. They celebrated his miracles, and with great expectation, they told everyone about him. But they did not know him. They were waiting for someone who would rule with strength and with might, but Jesus came as a humble servant. They wanted him to finally bring their people glory, but he wanted to change them so their lives could bring God's glory. They were expecting a general who would crush their enemies, but he came saying, "Love your enemies." They thought that he could offer them a relief from their oppressors, but he came offering deliverance from sin. The crowd soon realized that Jesus wasn't going to be what they wanted, and they soon turned on him before they ever even realized that he was what they needed. And so as they yelled, "Crucify, crucify," Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king?" And Jesus answered, "I'm not that kind of king." You see, his kingdom isn't about what you see here. His kingdom is in our hearts. His kingdom is truth. His kingdom is goodness. His kingdom is righteousness. He is the humble king. He is the king of healing. He is the king of forgiveness, and he is the king of love. And so today, I would just ask if you would stand this morning. On this Palm Sunday. And just lift your hands to him. And God, today we lift our voices to you. And we cry, "Hosanna," we cry, "Save us." Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, we need you. Save us now. We enter into it, God. We enter into this week, God. We celebrate who you are, Jesus. We celebrate heaven. We celebrate God, the God who made us, the Father. God, we pray that you would save us from our doubts, that you would save us from our sins, God. That you would come and that you would dwell in our hearts. Hosanna, we worship you, Jesus Christ, our King. God, we want you to walk with us. We want you to be in the fire with us, God. God, I pray that we would not be people of judgment, but we would be people that would usher in Jesus into the fire of our lives and the fire of other people's lives. That you would be with us in the fire. In the fire, just call on him this morning. Be with me in the fire. Be with me in the fire. Change us, God. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate our Savior this morning. He's going to be with you. He's going to walk you through this. You're not going to get stuck. You will see deliverance. Jesus will sustain you. And because of a 500-year prophecy that was so detailed down to exactly what was going to happen, God, we believe. We believe, God, this morning, let our faith arise. Let our faith arise in this place, God, that we can see you for who you are, that we can believe by what you said, God, from celebration to the middle, God, and everything you want to do to us, God, and everything you want us in and everything you want to burn from us, God, so that we can bring glory to you. God, we yield ourselves to you this Palm Sunday. And we say we have faith. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that he is the Son of God. We believe that he died on the cross. And now, God, at the start of this holy week, Holy Spirit, Jesus, we choose to walk. We choose to remember you. We choose to remember what you came for. And this morning, I believe there is deliverance in this place. There is deliverance in this place, and all you have to do is grab onto it because Jesus is here. Healing is here. Deliverance is here. Change is here. Embrace it all right now, God. We embrace it right now and let faith arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise, God. Let faith arise. We're just going to take one more minute, and I just want you to find someone by you, and I want you to lay your hands on them. And I want you to impart Jesus into them. I want you to pray for them. I want you to prophesy to them. Pray for faith. Pray for deliverance. Pray for change. Step into it. step into it. We'll be back here for another celebration next Sunday. We'll be here on Wednesday. But remember him and cry out to him. Remember, Hosanna, save me now. Hosanna, save me now. If you need prayer in ministry this morning, we'll be here to pray for you. Have a wonderful week.